This recording, Nebraska 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more up to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and a furry yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon that goat began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her. But Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Kama on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I have lots of really wonderful memories of growing up and of going on family vacations. There are many stories that I can tell. One of my favorite stories is my dad had, and still does, has a habit of damn and shit and hell and those kinds of things kind of easily flowing out of his mouth. I had a little sister who is now raising her own child of about the same age. When Julie was, probably about two or three, we all had our own suitcases, our own kind of bags to fill before the trip with clothes, and my mom would lay out everything she wanted us to pack. We'd pack them, take them down to Dad, he'd get them in the trailer, and off we'd go. This particular time, Julie had a little pink suitcase on the bottom, and the top flap that came down had a picture of, I don't know, some farm animals or something. It was very bright and